Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You really get the feeling down here in St. Louis, Missouri, that this is a place that's used to change. During the many great migrations from east to west and south to north, the city gained friends, saw a nation's tensions growing. The blues accompanied this mixing of people and culture all along. As African Americans moved from the Deep South Delta region to points north, Chicago, they passed through this city carrying with them the musical traditions of jazz and the blues.
I grew up with the blues. The blues is part of me and my family.
UV Hayes carried it with her, and so did her family.
I've been listening to the blues since, wow, I can't even remember. I would think about 10 is when I really became interested and just really started to pay attention. And then maybe 2 or 3 years later, I entered a talent show in my local high school, and guess what? I won. So from then on, you know, then the church people said, listen, if you can sing the blues in the school, that means you need to be in the choir. So I went from there to the choir, and the rest is history, and I've just been doing that since. I had to go out and do what I had to do.
I had to sing this thing.
Yes, I did.
I had to
sing this.
We spoke with UV Hayes at the National Blues Museum yesterday, celebrating its one-year anniversary. Executive Director Dion Brown says the museum is a work in progress and a joy. It showcases the history that UV and people like her carries around in her heart, along with the music industry that is all now and tech and DIY these days.
You know, to be relevant in the museum today, so you get the story you get to tell about the blues, but we're an interactive museum also. So you have an interactive component where you can write your own blues riff. Then you put a harmonica track, a guitar track, and a piano track. And then in the Jack White Mix It Up room, you develop it, you lay the tracks, and then you email it to yourself. So that right there keeps us relevant to the younger generation to introduce them to the blues. And now we have live music, so then we hook you because now you've gotten the story of the blues and how it impacts different music genres. And then on your way out, you catch a live blues performance that has been just tremendously successful for us. And then the blues musicians themselves, when they're on stage, most of them tell a story about the blues and how it impacted their music.
There was a live performance going on yesterday afternoon. Skeet Rogers and the Inner City Blues Band was playing. I had my guitar with me, and I was nervously wondering if they would let me play along. But my butterflies went away when Director Dion took me to see part of the museum that showed off some breathtaking history of St. Louis and this entire region.
We're walking into the gallery now. This is our great migration wall here. And it's a wall of suitcases, but it tells the story of the suitcases they would have during those days. And it's got pictures of different people. And that one is a good shot of a juke junk right there. And that's where people would go on Saturdays after working in the plantations and have their parties. And like I say, this wall is emotionally just because living in Mississippi, you see these cotton fields, you see the different plantations. And some of the people that I met while I lived in Mississippi, they still had luggage like this. And to hear the stories behind it, I can just imagine how, you know, getting on the steamboat, riding up the Mississippi, trying to get out of the South, or by any means necessary, this is the luggage they would use to get up and travel. And it's just, it's very emotional for me to see this wall. And, you know, I'm often asked, what's so special about this wall, and is this your favorite part? And it is, even though we have a Lucille guitar and some of Mr. King's, you know, that he actually played. That's great, but it's this wall, because if it wasn't for this wall, there would be no Mr. King.
So this is a wall of chests. So some of these are authentic, some of these are props, but in each one of these bags, what do we got?
I mean, their whole entire life. I mean, and the the memories, and you hear people tell the stories about how their grandmother would pass on these soup, these bags, and would tell the story about, we brought everything we owned in this right here. It's a very touching story when you hear the oral history that so many people have to tell.
It occurs to me now that in many ways, these people who represent the migration wall and this cultural movement in America didn't even know necessarily that they'd pack the blues along with everything else.
Absolutely. And I love telling, you hit it right on the head. There's nothing like when you hear people talk about it's the St. Louis blues. Well, no, it's really the Delta blues that's got a St. Louis spin on it. It's not the Chicago blues. It's the Delta blues. It's Chicago's very. And they, like you said, they packed up the blues, moved it from the South, and took it all over the world.
I can remember growing up, we heard the blues, but it was in my mother's cafe, because during that time we really didn't have radio stations, so we just had to hear the blues where we, you know, where we were able to.
So one guitar, one singer.
Exactly. And they had what was called a rockola. Are you familiar at all? Well, anyway, there was a person that would come out and service the jukebox is what they called it, and they would put music on there, and that's how we were able to really listen to the blues. And
so before there were DJs, there were rockolas.
Exactly. And that's how we really heard the blues, and it was just beautiful.
In the end, I decided I might be too bashful to try and sit in with the band, and so UV Hayes, real recording artist, said, "Hey, come on, you old hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Keep snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Keep snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more."
Now that was fun. You could feel how the blues and change go together, even on a day when it was easy to think about divided America. Opening day of the baseball season. Arch rivals Chicago Cubs right here next door in St. Louis playing the Cardinals. Blue versus red. The Cardinals won, this time. But everyone seemed to have a happy face. And me, I still felt like a hound dog. A young one, anyway.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Keep snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
Nice. All right. That's good. Go to thetakeaway.org. You can hear more of me performing live with UV Hayes. And who knew? It's the news that brings out the blues in some of you out there.
First they said he said it. Then he said he didn't. I got no other way to say it. But I feel it from my head to my shoes. I'm up to here with all of these fake news blues. Oh, yeah.
Priceless. We'll have more from St. Louis tomorrow. Join us. Thanks always for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering copy and print solutions for business materials printed in-store or ordered online, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters. More at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.